You know the national headlines. Now we'll give you Friday's local news from the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Spring may be here, but the weatherman doesn't know it yet. Cloudy skies with temperatures in the mid-40s in the afternoon expected for the next couple of days. Cloudy at night with some possible rain mixed in. Low temperatures in the 30s. Then on Saturday and Sunday, a mixture of sun and clouds. Daytime highs in the 40s. Topping local news, the former owner of the Rapids Theater on Main Street in Niagara Falls has pleaded guilty to defrauding the government out of over $1 million in U.S. District Court in Buffalo. The 71-year-old John Hutchins took a plea in the deal in connection with the false filings for COVID relief funds for his business. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that when sentenced, Hutchins could face up to 30 years in prison, along with a $1 million fine. Hutchins and an accomplice, Roberto Solomon, had allegedly applied for money received from a number of grants in the case that were fraudulently applied for. A hearing on the plea deal for Hutchins is expected next week, while charges against Solomon and further court action is pending. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder that this report is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy and the Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls. Wellness Park at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and Community Medical on Michigan Avenue just off Main are your two locally owned and operated drugstores in our area. And you can tell right away when you stop in, they show it. They care about you, what you need. They'll get to know you by name, know what you need, and help you get it. And if you ever have a problem with your prescriptions, they'll help straighten that out too. Talk to them. They're friendly and concerned. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy. You can call them at 260-1918. And the news brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Now there's the number you want to keep if you ever have a problem with your home appliances. Because Chris will come to your home and fix those appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. And to get him there, that one phone call, 523-5911. Trouble is, though, you never know when you'll need them, so put the number in your cell phone. Could be tonight, tomorrow, next month. But the fact is, when you need them, you need them. Chris Moore, 523-5911. In other local news, as we reported to you first a few weeks ago, Mayor Austin Tylik in North Tonawanda told us that he needed more time and information regarding moving a proposal ahead that would allow a Bitcoin mining company in North Tonawanda to move forward with building a nano nuclear power supply to offset the cost of power at the company. At the time, Mayor Tylik said he needed more information on the power generator and the effects it could have in the city. Now, after weeks of investigation and public comment at this week's council meeting in North Tonawanda, the city turned down the idea of any nuclear reactors in the city, enacting a local law making NT a nuclear-free zone. Council voted unanimously against the nuclear power and also voted against anyone working with any radioactive material in the city that's not already authorized. Two accidents were reported to Niagara Radio on Friday. An accident at Pine and Portage in the fall sent police and firemen to that scene. Unknown injuries were reported there. At about 10:40 a.m., a car that rolled over was reported at 6627 Town Line Road. Injuries were reported at that scene. Deputies and volunteers from Wendelville responded to that incident. And a building fire in the news. Volunteers from Alcott and the Miller Hose Company responded to a reported structure fire around 1 o'clock Friday afternoon on the Hess Road. Details concerning that blaze was not immediately available, but first reports indicated the fire may have originated in the attic of the home. City police recognizing a man walking on 27th Street as a person with an outstanding warrant went to stop him when the suspect began to run through the yards. After a short chase, police said 31-year-old James Nottingham was taken into custody in the area of 24th and Grand and charged with resisting arrest and obstructing governmental administration for running. Then they said he was brought back to headquarters to be processed on any other outstanding warrants that were out on him. Another warrant suspect picked up in the city yesterday after he reportedly failed to stop for a stop sign at 15th and Pine. Charged with running the stop sign and with aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle was Marquise Florence, who was issued an appearance ticket and then was turned over to the county sheriffs, who reported they had an outstanding warrant for him. And here's a reminder that if you're driving a bicycle on city streets, you have to follow the same rules of the road that the operator of a car has to follow, including to stop when ordered to by police. Last night, a person riding at 87th and Niagara Falls Boulevard found himself in trouble, who passed a police officer who could hardly see him with nothing litter reflecting on his bicycle. When the police officer went to talk with the rider, that driver took off on his bike and refused to stop. He took the officer on a slow pursuit down St. John Parkway while the bicyclist ran through many of the yards in the area. Finally, the officer was able to grab him and pull him off the bike. He was identified as 33-year-old Timothy Snyder of 87th on the Boulevard, who was charged with resisting arrest, obstructing governmental administration, and also without having any reflectors on his bike for nighttime riding, and with not having a bell or signal device on the bike. Snyder was issued an appearance ticket in the case. Now he'll have to answer to those charges in city court. If it happens in your area or neighborhood, we want you to know about it. And here on Niagara Radio, we'll tell you. And if you see news, we want to know, so you tell us. Call our 24-hour Links of Niagara tip line at 371-0046. Remember, the Links of Niagara is where you can keep your golfing skills sharp until the golf course is open by playing on the same golf simulators that the pros used. Links of Niagara is in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard. And you can book your next tee time by calling them at 285-0610. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and half hour on NiagaraRadio.net or by clicking our local news tab after refreshing your browser. Now, by popular demand, we feature our news daily on Facebook just by entering NiagaraRadio.net. And here's a reminder, if news should break out at night or over the weekend, we'll break in and let you know right here on The Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panassa.